John Cornack, my guest, having a college flashback at the moment. Where'd you go to school?
Northern Michigan University.
Oh, you like the snow.
I'm a proud Uper.
Yeah, like the snow a lot.
And then I went to another school, but I like Northern. Yeah.
John Cornack, president of the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor. We're here at the Lansing Center. Somebody pointed out the sun still rises in the east, so when I say we're in the shadow of the state capitol, which is rhetorical, he says, you're not actually in the shadow because the sun comes up. Never mind. But we're down here because of the changes in no-fault insurance. And before we went to the break, you said you brought bees so you could sting the governor and back into reality or something. But you said you're not done. The argument's not over. You have lawsuits, ballot initiatives, petition drives. You have some arrows in your quiver yet that you're not willing to give up. And we sat here talking about some of the people that have been injured since this law took effect. And, you know, they've got to be people that want to come out and talk about their situation, because all of a sudden they're in financial peril. They're going to be warehoused potentially in a government facility, and we know what that means. You know, not particularly good potentially. And a lot of downside, to say the least.
A lot of downside. So it's really, I'm not really calling it a change. I'm calling it a devastation of the people of Michigan. And, you know, to have a GoFundMe state doesn't make sense to me. Not when you have 24
billion.
When you say GoFundMe
state, it's how do you pay for that accident victim if you got nothing?
It's a GoFundMe state. We just made ourselves, we have $24 billion in a fund
for
this exact purpose, which is the best insurance we had ever bought. And now we've gone to a GoFundMe state. We went from one end to another. We're on our race to the bottom. The great thing about Michigan is we're the last ones to get there, which makes us the heroes, I guess. but we're still at the bottom with everyone else.
So, all right, so where do you go from here? You know, and I don't know how much of that you can get into, but obviously the conversation about no-fault insurance didn't end for you when it was signed into law.
It didn't end. We have some avenues we can take. I mean, we can do a ballot initiative. We can actually go and try to change the language in the ballot. We can do lawsuits. There's a constitutional issue here.
And what's that?
Well, the reality is they've signed contracts. The people are injured, the 18,000 people that she now decimated.
Right.
How it happens is this, is Eisenhower can't be here, 170 people can't get care. That's what they signed up for. They signed up for quality care, top-notch care. Eisenhower happens to be the best in the country. Others are very good in the state of Michigan. The reality is that we won't be here to deliver that care. They have to go to the state institution. They won't have those options.
For a variety of reasons.
Right.
Not the least of which they have capped what you can,
capped
fee assessments.
Yes, and you know, let's face it, when people buy insurance, they buy the cheapest thing they can. The problem is, in this case, the cheapest means nothing.
Zero.
You're buying air. And that's why insurance companies like to sell you something with no value.
Do you think the average citizen out there, because, you know, we had a lot of interviews on this program leading up to this this being signed into law.
Right.
And nobody that was on there from insurance companies or elsewhere could ever tell me the kind, because I kept being told I was going to save tons of money.
Right.
Nobody could tell me how much money or how. And then it came down to a few bucks. I finally got an insurance guy talked to me off the record. He said,
right,
you're going to save a handful of dollars at best. He says, I said to him, an insurance guy.
Right.
Owns a big agency. I said, is it a good idea? He says, not really.
No, because they're also selling product at the agencies that aren't valuable, and they know that. So they're going to be selling things that they're going to have loved ones who are their consumers who aren't going to get the care. They're selling a product that they can't deliver the promise.
So where do we go from here then? I mean, you start telling people in Michigan, and it's got to be an awareness campaign, I would assume, on your part, saying, listen, this is what you were told. Here's the reality.
Yeah.
And people are going to go, wait a second.
We're going to do a roadshow, and we're just going to tell people about the reality. And I welcome you to be there. I'll have my little van out there, and we'll just wake up every morning. I'll cook some breakfast for whoever who shows up.
Nice.
And we'll talk about the reality of this.
Well, I do want to see. I want to meet some of the real people across Michigan that could be impacted by this. I want to meet people that have been in the catastrophic care world for a number of years, both caregivers and those receiving care. And then I want to talk about, excuse me, some of these folks you just mentioned, 120, no, probably more by now, that have been involved in some sort of a catastrophic collision and they're hospitalized today that are not covered anymore.
They're not covered anymore. And this is called the silent epidemic, because those folks go directly to the nursing homes, they go directly to the institutions, they go directly to the street.
And who pays for it?
Oh, the taxpayer.
Right.
It comes back to Medicaid, and it comes right. And
who paid for the catastrophic fund?
The taxpayer.
No, the driver.
The driver did. Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We're the same people. Right. But we were paying for something that was valuable.
Right.
Before, we were putting $24 billion together as a whole.
Correct.
Now we're putting nothing together, and the only people benefiting are the insurance industries.
So a big event coming up on September 25th here. Folks are gathering, I believe, here at the Lansing Center at about 9 o'clock in the morning, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
The Michigan Auto Insurance Promise. And you're going to march down to the state capitol, and you're going to make yourselves heard.
Yeah, I'm going to march a lot. I might even put bells and whistles on. But it's starting at 9 o'clock. It opens up down here. We do check-in at 10. And at 10:30, there's a pep rally. And there's some really good peppy guys like John, who's going to present. And he peps me up every time I listen to him. Then we go to the lawn and the rally. And it concludes at 12:30. So it's really just about half a day. You should bring everyone you know. Even if you have to bring them in a gurney, that's cool.
Right.
You can leave the gurney behind. We'll pick it up.
All right, fair enough. But it's about awareness and what the truth is now.
Yes, it is. It's all about what's really happening. We want the people of Michigan to realize what the legislators did, what the governor did, and why they did it. And so we believe the truth. They just need to know, because as this Michigan moves forward, it can move forward in the right way, or it can move forward in the way that has now been destined.
John Kornack, really appreciate you being here again. Always good talking to you. The president of the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor. John also serves as the president of the Coalition to protect, that is, on no fault. He's on the pulse of preserving and improving the brain injury rehabilitation system, and has been for many years. The fight's not over. I can see that.
It's not over.
All right. John Kornack, thank you so much for being here on the Steve Gruber Show. It's a Thursday. We'll have some final thoughts on the program right after this.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
You are round MVP.
Yeah, man. Yo, Drew, I finally...